The purpose of this brief discussion is to understand the exact function of galus. We know that, unfortunately, it has been many, many years that Klal Yisrael has not been zocha to be in Eretz Yisrael with a full Beis HaMikdash. And as such, I thought it would be appropriate to have a brief discussion about the precise function of galus. We're going to try and now note three different approaches that emerge from Chazal, from the various of the Rishonim and the Baalei Machshava, hopefully with the goal of understanding not only what we are supposed to, why we are in galus, but in a more maybe precise way to understand what exactly the function of galus is and what we can do, or what exactly we are supposed to be doing while we are in galus. The first approach as to the purpose of galus is a very simple one that emerges from a variety of places in Tanakh. It also certainly emerges from Ma'amari Chazal in several different contexts, and that is that galus is essentially a punishment. Klal Yisrael sins. The Navi tells us many times, if we sin, we're not going to be zocha to stay in Eretz Yisrael. It's in Chumash as well. This is where it comes from as far as the Gemara's in Meseches Yuma and Daf Tes, the Gemara's in Nedarim and Daf Pei Aleph. When the Gemara discusses what exactly Klal Yisrael did, that we have to have a Chorban Beis HaMikdash. When the Gemara talks about how the first Beis HaMikdash, again, the Gemara in Yuma and Daf Tes, is a function of Gilei Raos, Shvichas Dam, and Avodah Zarah. The second Beis HaMikdash is destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. When the Gemara in Nedarim explains to us that the reason why the Mikdash is destroyed is Al Shelo Berchu BaTorah Tchila, whatever that means, on some level, Klal Yisrael either did not say Berchas HaTorah, or they didn't have the appropriate amount of respect for Torah. Be that as it may, it is clear in those Ma'amari Chazal that the purpose of Galus is, it is a punishment. It is something that is there because we were not worthy to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael and a world filled with Mikdash is only doable, it's only possible if we are at a certain spiritual level. And because, whether it is Ashalo Berchu BaTorah Tchila, whether it is because of Sinas Chinam, because we don't have appropriate relationships with those around us, whether it is because of Shvichas Damim, of murder, of Gilei Arayos, of certain kinds of sexual promiscuity, or because of Avodah Zarah, we are not zocha to be in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, as a form of punishment, Klal Yisrael is placed into galus. That is something, again, which is abundantly clear. If that is true, seemingly, the appropriate response to a life of galus is a life filled with tshuva, and with certain kinds of spiritual aspirations to do whatever it is that we can to ensure that we are worthy of that return to Eretz Yisrael. If there are sins that we have performed that have caused us to be in galus, and as Chazal tell us that every door, every generation in which the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt, so it would have been destroyed in that very generation, so certainly we are not at the place, at least for now, worthy of a Mikdash. And our avoda in Mikdash would therefore be to engage in some form of tshuva, to try and strengthen ourselves, possibly in particular in those areas that led to the Chorban initially. Nevertheless, we do find additional approaches. We find additional approaches that understand that while it's true and it's possible, while it is true that galus is there, fundamentally as an onesh, as a punishment, there are certainly other potential functions of galus. The most, maybe one of the more well-known understandings, and this is the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim, Andaf Pei Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says, in the name of Rabbi Chiya, Yodei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Es Yisrael, She'ein Yechol Mekabel Gezeiros Achzarios Edom Lefichach Higlos and Lebavel. So first we have one statement of Rabbi Chiya, that the Jewish people were unable to withstand certain kinds of decrees in Edom, so we went to Bavel, so we had to go into a different galus in Bavel. And then the Gemara cites an opinion of, apologize, the Gemara a little bit earlier, cites an opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Lo higla HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Yisrael Levein HaUmos, El Kedei Shitosu Aleihem Geirim. The Gemara quotes the opinion of Rabbi Elazar that the reason why we had galus was so that we would be spread out among the nations of the world, and thereby we would be able to find converts, we'd be able to find Geirim. The purpose of Galus, the way the Rebbe Elazar says it there in the Gemara Maseches Pesachim on Daf Pei Zayin, is that Klal Yisrael is now going to be spread out throughout the world. And because Klal Yisrael is spread out throughout the world, we're going to have interactions with the other nations. And that process of Galus is going to enable us to find those Geirim, to find those potential converts. They're going to see Klal Yisrael, they're going to want to convert, and they're going to want to join us. It's true we're not a religion that seeks out converts. We don't actively try and be and convince people to join our religion. But nevertheless, the Gemara establishes here that a function of Galus is that those non-Jews that are supposed to be Geirim are going to see us, and they're going to have certain kinds of interactions where now they're going to eventually convert, and that's the purpose of Galus. A little bit of a troubling Gemara, as the Maharsha points out, an implicit question, I don't understand, isn't the purpose of Galus really a punishment? How can the Gemara have this twist on Galus, where Galus isn't really viewed as a punishment, but it has some other function? So the Maharsha suggests that it's true that Galus is, like the first approach we mentioned, it's there as a punishment. But the Maharsha says, our Gemara is coming to express the following point. There are many ways the Ribbono Shel Olam could have punished us. There are many potential avenues by which, if we were not worthy to have a Beis HaMikdash, there are many different things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have done. The Maharsha says, Rabbi Elazar is teaching us, why were we punished specifically in this way? The reason why we were punished to leave Eretz Yisrael, the reason why we were punished, is so that people we could be spread out amongst the nations, kidei, so that we could have additional Geirim, so that those converts could come and they could have certain kinds of exposure and eventually come and to join the Jewish people. Up until now, we've seen one approach. Galus is strictly speaking a punishment. It's important to understand what sin generated our galus. It's important that's going to impact the kind of tshuva that we're going to have to engage in. And we saw a second idea as well. The second idea that we saw is one that understands, based on the Gemara Maseches Pesachim, that while it's true, says the Maharsha, that Galus is a punishment, but why are we punished in this kind of a way? What's the purpose of spreading us out? And here, the simple pshat in the Gemara, the reason why we are spread out is in order to so that there could be Geirim that could join the Jewish people. There is a third perspective, one that's based on the writings of the Arizal, and one that gets discussed at length in a variety of Hasidic Sfarim. Reb Tzadok and Pritzadik discusses this. The Baba Cherebi discussed this. And this is really based on the comment of the Arizal. It's quoted in Sefer Pri Etz Chaim, Reb Chaim Vital, where the Arizal understands that you have to reinterpret the Gemara in the Gemara in Pesachim. The reason why we're in Galus is not so that we could find literally more converts. There aren't that many people. The percentages really aren't there. That many people haven't really converted to Yahadus. It's hard to understand. It's hard to justify how Galus itself is solely there so that we could find converts. Again, we're not a religion that actively searches out and actively tries to proselytize, actually tries to find additional Geirim. Therefore, the Arizal explained that the purpose of Galus is to find nitzotzos, to find certain kinds of hidden sparks of Kedusha that are spread throughout the world, that are spread in all different areas. And the Arizal writes that our mission throughout a critical element of our avoda in this world is to find those nitzotzos, to find certain sparks of holiness, those elements of Kedusha that can be found wherever we are, wherever we happen to be in Galus, and to try and elevate them, to try and be Mekadesh them, to try and this is a critical idea in the Kabbalah of the Ari, of which I'm certainly not doing justice now, but to try and just hone in on it a little bit, that the function of Galus is not solely is not solely a punishment. It's something that is there so that we have the ability to be spread out and to find sparks of Kedusha wherever they are. When we find those sparks, so then we leave that land and move on to a different place. That the Lubavitch Rebbe writes in Sha'arei HaGeula, in Chelek Aleph on page 246, he writes that the purpose of Galus is Levar HaNitzotos Ayedei Klal Yisrael B'chol HaZmanim VaMekomos BeGalus. The function of Galus is to find elements of Kedusha wherever they are. And he writes that just as that once we accomplish that, the Geula always is Keheref Ayin. It's a quick and immediate Geula. Because once the sparks are there, there's no, once we've been Mekades, we found the Kedusha wherever we can in those areas, we're now, there's no need to continue. We can now move on to the next place. So there's the Geula that happens automatically. It happens immediately. The Or HaChaim asks an interesting question according to this approach. It's an Or HaChaim in Vayikra Chavhei Lametes. The Or HaChaim asks the question, I don't understand. According to the Arizal, the purpose of Galus is so that we are able to find, so that we are able to find certain nitzotzos of Kedusha, certain sparks of holiness. Ask the Or HaChaim the following question. But isn't Galus also a punishment? Isn't Galus also something which is certainly there because we sinned? Don't Chazal state that explicitly? Once Chazal tell us that Galus is a function of Onesh, once the Psukim indicate that, how can it be that we're in Galus to find certain elements of Kedusha spread throughout the world? Let's say we hadn't sinned, it says the Or HaChaim. If we never sinned, we never would have left Eretz Yisrael. We never would have had the need to find those elements of Kedusha. So what exactly is the purpose? So how are we to understand this idea of finding the sparks of Kedusha? The Or HaChaim suggests the following. Says the Or HaChaim that the Avodah always was to find nitzotzos of Kedusha, to find sparks of holiness, to try and wherever we are, wherever one is located, if they're not in Eretz Yisrael, so and they're spread out throughout. So the goal is to try and whatever one can do to experience, to try and elevate through reciting brachos, through being mekayim mitzvos in different locations, to elevate those sparks of Kedusha. But says the Or HaChaim, had we never sinned, we would have been able to do that from Eretz Yisrael. That in an ideal world, we would have been able to sit in Eretz Yisrael with our enormous amount of Kedusha, of piety, of righteousness, and from Eretz Yisrael, be able to elevate elements of Kedusha found anywhere throughout the world. According to the Or HaChaim, and whether or not one follows what exactly it is, the avoda of raising nitzotzos, the Or HaChaim highlights a very powerful idea as far as the purpose of Galus. It's true that Galus is a punishment. One can't avoid that. But if one relates to Galus solely as a punishment, they've missed the point. It's not, says the Or HaChaim, that we're supposed to be in Eretz Yisrael and we're not zocha to be in Eretz Yisrael and we have to leave. There's something deeper and something more significant. We have a mission to fulfill in this world. That mission is to find Kedusha. That mission is to elevate holiness in different places. If we were doing it right, we could accomplish that mission in Eretz Yisrael. Now that we're not zocha to be in Eretz Yisrael, to have a full sense of geula, we have to try and accomplish that mission from other locations. We can try and accomplish that mission wherever we are in Galus. But it's the mission that has to be there, that desire to try and find Kedusha wherever we are. This is a very different approach. The first Mahalach is one that focuses on Galus as punishment. In that sense, the avoda is one of tshuva. The avoda is trying to fix those sins just to get back. And certainly that's important, and certainly it's critical. But what the third Mahalach highlights for us, the Mahalach found in many Chassidus Sfarim, the Mahalach that's found, again, originally in the writings of the Arizal, and the Or HaChaim explains so beautifully. that the approach here is one whereby Kedusha, we are supposed to be searching for Kedusha, and we have a mission to accomplish. While we're in Galus, we have to accomplish that mission, to find more Kedusha, to find more holiness here where we are. We want to strive to be in Eretz Yisrael, we want to do whatever we can to be in Eretz Yisrael, but that is certainly an important idea while we are in, if we are in Chutz La'aretz, to do all that we can to find the Kedusha that is there. There's a little bit of a machlokas after, or a very major machlokas after the Holocaust, why exactly it, what caused the Chorban, what caused the Shoah. Soloveitchik famously discussed how it's impossible to even relate to the question of why. We can relate to the question of what, in terms of what our reaction should be and how can we respond. The Rav and Kol Dito Fake. And others understood the Holocaust as a means of, at least as an indicator, that we're approaching a time period of Geula. We're approaching a time period now where we're supposed to focus more on Eretz. We are supposed to focus more on the ultimate redemption. For Tzvi Yehuda Cook, that meant trying to shift one's focus much more towards Eretz Yisrael, and that's certainly an important idea. And for the Lubavitcher Rebbe, in the thought of Chabad, it meant something a little bit different, and it fits with this third Mahalach. The way that we bring Geula is by spreading Torah and mitzvos. The way we bring Geula is by, when we have interactions with other kinds of Jews, to try and do whatever we can to increase their level of holiness, to try and understand that while we are certainly working within the perspective of Tzvi Yehuda on the one hand, of wanting to be back in Eretz Yisrael, to achieve a Geula through those means, we're certainly also understanding the third approach. That if we are in Galus, so our major avoda can be to try and increase the amount of Kedusha, to try and increase the amount of holiness we can while we are here, with the hope that through the tshuva we do and through the spreading of Kedusha that we try and have, that we should be zocha to an ultimate Geula. Thank you very much.